the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Coming together as God's family with confidence, let us ask the Father's forgiveness, for he is full of gentleness and compassion. O God, who teach us that you abide in hearts that are just and true, grant that we may be so fashioned by your grace as to become a dwelling place, a dwelling pleasing to you. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to the judgment. You have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Again, you have heard that it was said to your ancestors, do not take a false oath, but make good to the land, to the Lord, all that you know. But I say to you, do not swear at all. Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one. The Gospel of the Lord.
This is Commitment Sunday for the Together in Mission appeal. Father Ramon, the pastor, is not able to be here. His mother died in the Philippines, and he has gone back for her funeral. So that leaves it to me again. First, a little background from the scriptures we just heard. Sirach reminds us that God has given us freedom to make choices. We are not puppets. We have God's freedom to decide what is best, but there's clearly a right way and a wrong way. Sirach says, before man are life and death, good and evil, whichever he chooses shall be given him. Wisdom is loving God and making choices that are directed toward God's justice. Sirach invites us to choose wisely. Paul reminds us in his letter to the Corinthians that Christian wisdom is mature, not a wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are passing away. Christian wisdom is knowing Christ and doing his will. Christian wisdom is making mature decisions based on our love of Jesus because he is our foundation. Jesus invites us in the gospel to righteousness, which surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, who made choices based on the letter of the law. Jesus takes us beyond the letter to something deeper. Killing gives way to anger. Adultery gives way to lust, and false oaths give way to saying yes or no. committing two together in mission is more than being nice to someone in need. It is righteous wisdom. Giving to others helps us become Christ-like. I want to begin the commitment part by thanking all of you who have given to this cause in the past. Many of you, those who have given in the past, have received in the mail a commitment form. So our plan here for today is to get those people who either are new to the Archdiocese or haven't pledged in the past. I ask that everyone present here today prayerfully consider making a true offering to this campaign. Each of us is called to share his or her gifts with our neighbors. Your gift today becomes a beacon of hope for others tomorrow. There are pledge envelopes located in the pews. They're like this. It says, "Be the Light of Christ" on one side, and it has a picture of a mother and daughter on the other side. Included in the envelope is a pencil for you to use to fill it in what is asked of you. If you cannot find a pledge envelope in the pews, there are our confirmation students who will pass through, and if you raise your hand so that they know that you need one, please do so. The first thing is to please complete the first three lines of the pledge card with your family's biographical information. This will be used by Together in Mission, the office, to send you pledge reminders and send you tax receipts. Please select your total pledge amount for the 2017 campaign. Remember, you don't need to pay anything today. Circle one of the listed amounts or write in your own amount in the appropriate box. For those of you who would like to pay with cash or check but aren't able to make a gift today, we encourage you to commit to a gift that is within your family's means. The Together in Mission office will send monthly billing reminders to your home so that you can complete your pledge in comfortable installments throughout the year. If you do want to make a first installment on your pledge, choose the appropriate box for cash gift or check enclosed and place your check or cash in the envelope. For those of you wanting to pay by credit card, you can choose to make a one-time gift or divide your total pledge into monthly payments. Simply select the box marked Monthly Installments on the pledge card. I would ask you, please, do not put your pencil in your envelope. We're short on pencils, so we're recirculating them. So when you pass your envelope to the center, also pass your pencil, and the students will pick those up. On behalf of the more than 12,000 students and their families attending the schools this campaign supports, as well as the approximate 525,000 families living in the 80 parish communities that will benefit from your generosity, we would like to sincerely thank you for your support. Let us continue our prayer. Having fed upon these heavenly delights, we pray, O Lord, that we may always long for that food by which we truly live, through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Ascended, go in the peace of Christ.
Thanks be to God.